Way to go. Not exactly sneaky like a fox, knocking everything over in the cottage. Now, I know he lives here. I made sure to follow behind very closely when I saw him in the market today. So, all I gotta do is get him from here to my den without waking him up. Definitely wouldn't want the townsfolk to get their pitchforks and call me a demon all over again. There he is. Oh, he looks so snug in his bed, all wrapped up in the blankets like that. I almost feel bad about, well, kidnapping him. But nothing ventured, nothing gained. Okay, here we go. A little sleeping dust and... Oh, you're heavier than I expected. Now come on, Sleeping Beauty. Let's get out of here. It's about time, sleepyhead. I was beginning to think I'd gone a little heavy-handed on the Nighty Night Spice. Oh, hey, don't lose it. It's not like you can get out of here, so it's better to save your energy. Look, I know it's probably pretty jarring to wake up and find a nine-tailed fox standing over you, but I promise you're not in any danger. Really, I'm harmless. All those stories folks tell about me in town are totally, totally hearsay. If I wanted to cause you any harm, I would have done it while you were sleeping. I brought you here to help me, not to hurt you. Okay, listen. I don't want to get out the ropes, but if you don't stop squealing, I will. You were too squealing. That's better. See how much quieter it is when you stop screaming? Now, let me explain, please. You see these tails? Fluffy, right? Soft? Well, it takes a lot of work to keep them that way. And I just get so exhausted doing it myself. So I had the brilliant idea to come into town and find a cute human to do it for me. I've been sneaking around, checking out my prospects for the last, I don't know, few weeks. And then I saw you coming out of the baker's and boom. I knew you were the one. Call it instinct. Now, I know how the townsfolk feel about creatures like me. I've had plenty of run-ins with them over the 500 years that I've been living in this forest. So I knew I'd have to go about this very sneakily. I followed you back to your cottage, and when you were sleeping last night, I crept in and collected you. And now that you're awake, let me ask you properly. Will you brush my tails for me? No, this isn't a joke at all. I told you it takes a lot of work to keep them fluffy, and I meant what I said about needing help. Yes, I did have someone who used to help me, but... Well, he's gone now. No, I didn't kill him! Why would you even say that? I'm a kitsune, not a monster. He went back to his wife. I didn't steal him from them, of course not. He wasn't happy with her and left. He got lost in the woods and I found him. Can we please not talk about him? I would rather focus on you. Here, take this. It's my favorite brush. And start grooming my tail from the bottom. One at a time, yes. There is one more thing. I'm a little bit, shall we say, sensitive there. So I might make some interesting sounds. Pay them no mind, okay? Just keep brushing my tail. Yes, that's perfect. Yeah, I'm totally fine. It's a very personal thing, that's for sure. So, I noticed that you live alone. Why is that? Most men your age are already married by now. Did you ever meet anyone who caught your eye? I don't know how much you know about my kind, but we usually take human form and get married at some point in our lives. Have children. We make excellent wives, you know. If you're in the market for one. Well, why should it matter that we don't really know each other? No one ever really knows anyone, and we could spend lots of time getting to know each other. The man before you, he always wanted to, like, do things with me, but never wanted to marry me. I'm sure that part of him still loved his wife. What do I mean by do things? Well, you know, if you don't know, I'm not going to explain it to you. Have you ever kissed anyone? Well, I hardly think that it's a personal question under the circumstances. So have you? No, I haven't. I'd very much like to. Would you be willing? I think you're forgetting that I can hear your heart pounding in your chest. Oh, yes. I've been able to tell this entire time that you're quite excited by me. How about we try it? I might even be good at it, and if I am, maybe I can pay you for your help in kisses. Well, don't say no until we try it. Put down the brush and come here. I think a few practice kisses are a good idea, don't you? Oh my. You must be really good at this. Could you, maybe play with my tail while you kiss me? Like that. See, I knew you were a good choice. How about you finish brushing my tails, and then I'll give you a very good reason to stay with me forever. can feel that, you know. That. Don't be embarrassed. I know exactly what to do with men like you. In your condition. And it starts like this. Moving my hand up and down. Nice and slow. A little light pressure. Like this. How does that feel? Just relax and let me take care of you. Let's get these off, shall we? Far more natural without clothing. I never like to wear any, personally. Seems silly to hide. There. Isn't that better? Let me slip my tails up and down your body. Feels nice, doesn't it? Well, that must be why your cock is so hard. Look. And you're already dripping. Whenever I see pre-cum, my mouth just waters so much. Sit here on the corner of my bed. I want to taste you. Now this is the nicest cock I've ever tasted. You feel wonderful in my mouth, and your pre-cum is perfect. Leaking all over my tongue like this. You're the one I've been waiting for, aren't you? I'm the one I've been looking for all these years. You've been waiting for me too, haven't you? Have you been waiting for a cute fox girl like me to come along and lap at your cock like this? Drive you wild with my lips and tongue? It's okay. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to let go for me. Mm. one thrust into my mouth. That's it. And put your hands on the back of my head and guide my mouth where you need it. You're a greedy one, aren't you? So am I. I'm dripping wet for you already. Having my throat fucked always turns me on so much. Let me press your fingers to my heat. Like this. Oh, feel it. That's all for you. Does it make your cock throb thinking about burying yourself inside all that wet heat? I'm gonna take you deep inside me. And you have to stay very still for me. I wanna feel you pulse and throb inside my pussy. Oh my god. Zone. I'm gonna wrap my tails around your cock and stroke them. Feel how soft my fur is. I know. I could have taken my human form, but I wanted you to see me as I am. Before you come, sweetheart. I want to swallow every drop of your seed. Yeah, that's right. You're gonna come all over my tongue while I lick the taste of my own sex off your cock. Just let me know when you're ready. Fuck my pussy until then. So good. And I taste so good all over you. I think I'll keep you. Wouldn't you like that? Spend the rest of your life brushing my tails and coming in all my holes. I thought you might say that. You belong to me now. Now, pick up the brush, finish the rest of my tails.